This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Boy, Mexico really gave in fast, huh? Man, I don't know who lasted longer, Colombia or Mexico. Who's got the longer staying power? The Colombians or the Mexicans? I don't know. Not sure. It's hard to say. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. It's Monday. Kicking off a brand new week. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. So what? Last week, Colombia said, we're not taking our people back. Turn your plane around. Trump said, all right, I'm going to tariff the hell out of your country. And 43 minutes later, the president was like, I'll send my plane. Then President Trump imposes 25% tariffs on Mexico, and within 24 hours, the president, but it may have even been sooner, it may have been within minutes, but it was reported at least, the president of Mexico said, how's 10,000 troops to the border sound to you? Huh? Huh? Good? What do you think? And who predicted that? I did, that's right, thanks to Waltzing Matilda on X for giving me the recognition that I so desperately need. I did on Friday, if you remember. First of all, I want to say prayers to everyone in the great Northeast. You know, it's a great part of the city. It's a great part of Philadelphia. It's really like a big town. There's so much pride for the people there. My heart breaks for everything that happened with the plane crash on Friday night. Just such a sad story. Sad story for that family and sad story for the whole Northeast. So, again, major, just tremendous praise for the Philadelphia Police Department. Best city police department in the country by far. Absolutely. Philly firefighters, so brave going into the fire. First responders, EMS. I mean, everybody just did a remarkable job Friday night. So and all weekend, all throughout the weekend. And it still continues. The cleanup and the investigation goes on and the rebuilding of parts of the great Northeast go on, too. And we'll have to all show them our love and support in the weeks and months to come when they tell us, you know, come and spend some money in that part of the city. And we certainly will. No doubt about it. It's a lot of good people there. A lot of good people there. All right. So Mexico is going to send 10,000 troops, their troops, to the border. I said this on Friday. I said, will it be a tariff trade war or will it be, you know, I'm the president of Mexico. What I should do is make Matt DeSantis pull the audio from Friday, but I'm not going to do that. It's okay. You can go back and listen to Friday's show if you don't believe me. I'm sure you believe me because, you know, my accuracy rate is like 100%. But I said that's probably what Mexico is going to do. They're going to call up the president and say, how about we send you 10,000 troops? How about we send you troops and help us, Mr. President, fight the drug cartels? They've already arrested Mexico, a huge drug cartel kingpin. That never happens. They know who these guys are. It's not a secret. They know where the cartels are. They know who's in charge. They don't go after them. Today, it was announced that Mexico arrested one of the biggest cartel leaders in the entire country. And yeah, the president of Mexico is basically, because the threat of tariffs worked just like I knew it would. That's why over the weekend I was getting all these panicked text messages and seeing all these op-eds about Trump's trade war and this is going to cause global depression and devastation. And all I kept thinking is, I'd be shocked if it actually happens. And the reason why is because the president is using a two-prong approach here, psychological warfare with this. He's saying, I want you to do the following or else. And he's also saying, like in the case of Canada, hey, if you don't want to see tariffs, then get rid of the tariffs you impose on the United States of America. So, for example, if you are somebody who hates tariffs, I get it. I do. I completely understand. Tariffs are a tax. We end up paying for that. I get it. So then if you hate tariffs, wouldn't you want tariffs to go away? If the answer is yes, and if this is how you get there, then isn't that a good thing? In other words, if at the end result of this, Mexico seals their border, stops the flow of drugs into our country, lowers tariffs on exports to the United States from its goods, or I would say gets rid of the tariffs on American goods going into Mexico, flipping that around. And at the end of this, Canada turns around and says, we'll let your banks do business in Canada, because you probably didn't know. I didn't know banks couldn't do business in Canada, U.S. banks. And whatever tariffs we impose on American goods that come into Canada, those will go away. And we'll have truly free trade. If you hate tariffs, like the Wall Street Journal does and National Review does and Johnny Cook does, I get it. I understand. So if this results in no more tariffs, then isn't that a good thing? Isn't that called winning? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I think a global trade war is a good thing. I don't. I just don't think that's going to happen. I've always thought of this as a Jedi mind trick, a gigantic Jedi mind trick. Trump loves to use them. He loves to use. He knows how powerful a tariff imposed by the United States of America is on these countries. He gets it. But he's raising a question that nobody else has been raising, which is, why are we just sitting here and taking it? And all the free traders who hate tariffs don't seem to have a problem with all the tariffs that are imposed on the United States of America. If you want to get rid of tariffs, and this is a way to achieve that by playing a Jedi mind trick with them so that they turn around and go, all right, we'll lift the tariffs we impose on you, then everybody wins. Everybody wins, right? That's how I look at it. That's how I view this. And the second thing is that if Chuck Schumer has to pay a little more for his avocado and his canned Corona beer, this guy, man, what a fool. He's such a fool. He's such a friggin' fool, Chuck Schumer. He posted a video over the weekend, and he's so awkward and stiff, and he holds again, millions of Americans will soon have their Super Bowl party, and this is an avocado, which you need to make guacamole, which many of you will have. This is a beer, a Corona, and now many of you will drink this, and it'll be more expensive for you because of Trump's tariffs. And all I can think of is, I think Super Bowl, and considering the fact that the Eagles are in it, guacamole's nice, don't get me wrong. I'm pro guac. I'm a big guac guy. Especially the way my wife makes it, because I don't like red onion. I'm sorry, but I'm anti-red onion in my guac. I love guacamole. Is it a Super Bowl staple? I would argue no. I would say no. If a football team from Texas was playing, God forbid, yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know. But Philadelphia, if it was affecting cheesesteaks or pretzels or chicken wings or something like that, all right, maybe. Maybe I'd be, but also there's beer is not just made in Mexico. Beer is also made in the United States. I know it's shocking. It's true. We have a lot of amazing breweries right here in our region. They're craft breweries. They're epic. I can't name them all because I'll leave some off the list, but I'm friends with a lot of the owners of these breweries and they're great people and they're small business owners and they work really, really hard. And I'm sure when they saw that video of Chuck Schumer, they thought, why don't you take that can of Corona and shove it up? Because these people are working really hard and competing against a massive, massive beer conglomerate that sells Corona. Corona's not like a little mom and pop like operation in Mexico. Like a family business. It's a huge ass beer company. And by the way, they also bottle a lot of it in the United States of America. And then Schumer's all worried about tequila. Tequila costs going up. First of all, tequila's not the signature American drink. That's number one. Number two, okay, if you're worried about tequila, drink bourbon. That's an American drink. I would argue, I would submit that if you really are, you want to have American patriotism, we got great beer in this country. Canadian beer, well, it may have higher alcohol than the Canadian beer sold in the United States. In Canada, it's got higher alcohol than the Canadian edition. Their beer's okay. It's all right. I like a good Molson every now and then when I'm up in the Adirondacks visiting Bridget's parents. Take a good Molson. But is Molson great? No. It's not great beer. Far better beers in the States. Canada has no wine. Mexico has some good wine. But it's all in Baja California in that region. So if that really upsets you, you could drink California wine or New Jersey wine and go to Tomasello Winery, for example, or the great wineries in Pennsylvania. We actually have really good wineries around here. And then if you want to drink, if hard liquor is your thing, if you're like, no, I'm not a beer guy, I'm not a wine guy, my Super Bowl Sunday, I need a nice stiff drink. All right, well, bourbon is as American as you get. Bourbon is as American as apple pie. I'm off bourbon right now because I got this antibiotic thing, you know, this IV in my, I can't drink hard liquor. I can't really drink right now. So dry January is kind of extending into dry February now and probably will be for a little while, but that's okay. But I'm just saying, if you really want to go out there and be like, wow, your Super Bowl party and guacamole, as much as I love a good guac, it's not a signature American staple for the Super Bowl. Chicken wings can be made in the United States of America. So can cheesesteaks. So can pretzels. So I really think the fear-mongering over guacamole and Corona beer is a little bit overblown. It's just a tad overblown. Like, a little bit. Like, who's going to show up at a Super Bowl party, and the first thing they ask is, A, do you have guacamole? Yes? Whew. Okay. B, do you have Corona? Because if you don't, I'm out. All right? We're not coming. I got invited to a Super Bowl party, and they asked me, what can I bring? They didn't say, can you bring guacamole and Corona? It wasn't even a question. Wasn't even a consideration. Pigs in a blanket, very American Super Bowl. Guacamole and Corona? Like, in other words, I think you can survive Super Bowl Sunday without it. If that's the worst that happens, if at the end of the day, that's the worst thing that happens is you go to a Super Bowl party and you don't have guac and you don't have Corona, I think you're okay. And if that's the worst that life delivers you, hands you, and in exchange for that, the border with Mexico closes up and we don't have drug cartels spewing their product onto the streets, I don't know, might be a good trade-off. If in the end Mexico gets rid of the tariffs it imposes on American products, probably a good trade-off. If in the end you can't get Molson Canadian at a good price, but Canada allows our banks to do business in Canada, I'm thinking probably worth it in the end. That's why I just think maybe, just a little bit, maybe everybody's not really seeing what Trump's goal here is. Again, I'm not a big advocate of tariffs, but that's the point. I'd like to see them go away when they're imposed against the United States of America. And we pay a lot of tariffs to countries. We still pay tariffs on countries that impose them on the United States that we agreed to as part of the Marshall Plan after World War II, which was a long time ago. And I bring this up because we live in an age of hysteria. We live in an age of grandstanding. But Mexico didn't grandstand. Mexico said, what is it going to take for you not to impose these tariffs? And the president said, send 10,000 troops to the border. And they're like, done. For 4 years of Joe Biden, we watched as the border was wide open and 10,000 people a day crossed the border. Biden never asked Mexico to do a damn thing about it. Never asked them to do anything about it. So the border was wide open and people kept coming in. Never picked up the phone to Mexico and said, hey, can you help us out here? Can you do something about this? This is really inconvenient to the United States of America. Biden wanted it. Biden was open to it. Trump says 25% tariffs. The Mexican president says, what is it going to take? He goes, well, give me 10,000 troops. Done. In other words, they had the troops there the whole time. They could have sent them to the border 4 years ago. They could have helped prevent the escalation of the illegal immigration crisis that we have in the United States of America. They could have helped stop the flow of drugs into our country. 4 years ago. They could have done all of these things, but we never asked them to. We had all the leverage in the world, and we never asked them to. We had all the leverage, and we never, ever asked them to do it. Why do you think that is? Well, it's two things. Number one, it's because we, the Democrats, wanted everybody to come in. That's number one. And number two, Joe Biden doesn't know how to play the game like Trump does. He doesn't understand the psychological game that this is, the psychological game that we're talking about here. And that's really what this is. It's a psychological game that is being played, and it's a fun game to play, and it's a fun game to watch being played. It really is. We are streaming live on YouTube right now, so join the fun, join the chat, and I'm assuming we have the video loaded up, so if we do, play it. This is Chuck Schumer holding up an avocado and a Corona, sounding completely human and natural, not at all AI, not at all robot-generated, not at all like an android, as he explains how your Super Bowl Sunday is going to be the worst day of your life. Cut 15.
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
Looking totally human, totally natural, totally not at all like a robot. Here's your guac, here's your avocado, here's your Corona, and both of which are going to be impacted. Now go and try to find a good time on Sunday at your Super Bowl party that lacks guacamole or Corona. I don't know how you'll survive. You'll probably kill yourself. Take your own life. And this is Donald Trump's way of destroying your happiness and your joy. You'll be forced to drink crappy American beer and eat American snacks. Except Mexico completely gave in and there's no tariffs. So the great guacamole scare of 2025 is over, America. The great Corona scare is over. Your Super Bowl Sunday has been saved. I know. Your Super Bowl Sunday will endure. It will carry on. We can together, as a nation, dip our chips into guac and chug down a Corona while we watch the referees cheat to help the Kansas City Chiefs. We can do that as a nation once again. Or we could just drink American beer and make an American freaking snack. Or we could get California avocados, because they make them there, too. Or you can stop being a freaking crybaby about it, because none of it's happening. Now, for myself, we'll probably be drinking Yard's Philly Pale Ale at our Super Bowl party. Corona? Why not Tecate? Why not Dos Equis? Why does he go Corona, too? That's the other thing. That's the other problem I have with this. He should have, because he's not a human being. That's why. He's not. He's AI. As a human being would show all the Mexican beers, Tecate, Tecate Light, they would show the dark one, the Modelo Dark, they'd have the Dos Equis, they'd have all of them right there, Meg. All these beers are going to be affected. You'll have nothing to drink, except everything will be fine because the tariffs didn't go into place. This is an avocado. Play it one more time, Kirk, for me, please. One more time of AI Chuck Schumer. And you know what goes great with avocado and Corona? Frozen cheeseburgers. Do you remember that over the summer when Chuck Schumer was talking about something? I forget what it was. Something stupid, but he was trying to show everybody he was a human. And he had burgers on the grill, and they were frozen. Pink frozen. And he was putting cheese on them for his barbecue. And he got ripped on that. Guacamole on a frozen cheeseburger washed down by a nice Corona, delicious and totally healthy for you. One more time with Chuck Schumer, please.
Well, Sunday, okay? It's going to affect beer, okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
Your guac. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made out of? Avocados. And I love how Schumer's like, most of the beer is Corona. Like, has this idiot never been to a grocery store or a liquor store? Like, where does he shop that all they have is Corona and avocados? What kind of a hellscape store is that? Just out of curiosity. You walk in, what, can I get a beer? Yeah, all we have is Corona. That's it? Yes, that's literally all we have. We just have Corona. Oh, okay. What about something to eat? I can give you avocado. What else? No, no, just that. Avocado toast. I give you avocado. I can make guacamole. But that's it. Oh, it's we're, in fact, the entire place is called Guac and Corona. That's it. That's all we have here. 16 different types of avocado dishes and one beer. That's all we have. That's our whole operation. Is that where he went? I'm just curious. There's got to be no less than 500 beer brands in this country. Many of them local family craft beers. And has anyone in their life ever complained about going to a Super Bowl party where the guac was crappy? I mean, love a good guac. You know what I'm saying? But then again, for those of you that love guac and Corona, don't worry about it. You got bigger things to worry about on Sunday, like the referees cheating and how many times the camera's going to show Taylor Swift. All right? That's what we should all be concerned about. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Trump is trying to expand America's presence in Panama. And already Panama is saying we'll cut ties with China. Is this what winning looks like, kids? What will his phone call with little Prime Minister Justin Trudeau sound like? And will there be an interpreter to interpret Cuban? We'll be right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Could this be the end of the Department of Education? Yep. Trump advisors are weighing a plan to dismantle the Education Department, which is fantastic. The other big story today, besides the great guacamole scare of 2025 that lasted all of 15 minutes, is USAID. Now, I really want to, first of all, caution you in calling it USAID, all right? Because it sounds like it's about giving U.S. aid. USAID is the United States Agency for International Development. It's not really about giving aid. What it is a massive propaganda agency devoted to spreading American interests around the world. Now, at the heart of that, it doesn't sound that bad, right? Hey, isn't it a good thing to spread American interests around the world? Could be, depending on who's doing the spreading. In other words, if there's radical lunatics running the United States Agency for International Development, and the goal here is to spread America's goodwill around the world, and we spend that money by giving other countries millions of dollars for transgender mutilation surgeries for their children, or we spend that money to give them cultural appropriation to tell them how awful we are as America and apologize and atone for our sins, if we give them money in those countries through these horrific NGOs that promote abortion and other things, is that really in America's best interest? But there's something even deeper about the United States Agency for International Development, which is that it is a front for the CIA. Always has been, always will be. It is a front for the Central Intelligence Agency. It's not a conspiracy theory. And the way I can prove it to you that it's not is that over the weekend when Elon Musk and Doge went into the United States Agency for International Development and escorted everybody out, one of the big complaints that was raised was many of the files and documents you're accessing are classified. Now, ask yourself this question. If it was really just about sending, say, HIV care, because today Jamie Raskin was whining about how without USAID money, AIDS and HIV in Africa is going to go soaring. The rates are going to go soaring. Now, whether or not the United States of America should have a dog in that fight or not, that's a debate for another time. You can debate the merits of whether the United States should be in on trying to end the HIV crisis in Africa. I really don't care in terms of debating that on the show because it's a ruse. It's not real. What we do is we send money to these countries. The money doesn't really reach the people, or it reaches some of the people, you know, enough to kind of keep people from looking into it too closely. But it's really about payoffs to dictators and payoffs to help the people in power that we want to be in power, stay in power, or the people that we want to be in power to get into power. And we look good because we're going, oh, hey, look, we're trying to fight HIV in Africa. Nah. That's the fugazi. That's the ruse. That's the MacGuffin to keep the story going alive. What we're really doing is controlling the government or staging a coup or controlling the media outlets in that country so they all report favorably on us. Or if radical lunatics are running it, they don't report favorably on us. See, the difference is, look at it this way. If you have this agency that's got a bigger budget than the State Department and the CIA, sending all this money abroad, for the goal of spreading the goodwill of the United States of America. And a big part of that, of course, is investing in propaganda, media, independent media, their state-run media in those countries, whatever it is, schools, churches, and you give the people pamphlets and everything else. And AOC is doing the writing. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, is doing the writing. Then the message that is going to go forth is the United States of America is a horrible country. We're sorry for all of our colonialism, hurting the indigenous people. We need to atone. We're so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Socialism, good. Chopping off your kids' boobies, good. Critical race theory, good. All of these things. Spread all those great works. It's not really in America's best interest now, is it? But all of the gnashing of teeth, now that the great guacamole scare of 2025 is over, and thank God, because I was terrified. I have 5 avocados up in the kitchen. I counted. I was going to sell those. Richie's Trunk Avocados at gmail.com. I was going to give you a good deal. I was going to keep 1 and sell 4. And they're nice, too. Nice, and they're ready to make guac. You know what I mean? Because you don't want... See, I'm making the motion for squeezing the avocados with my hands on the YouTube chat, if you can see. What you don't want to do is have a hard avocado. Can't make good guac with that. Got nice, soft, ripe. You know what I mean? And I have them. They're nice and soft and ripe. Perfect to make guac. And as Chuck Schumer said, you can't have your guac without avocado. You need a guac. You want guac. You need avocado. So I was going to sell mine. But now that that's over, that great scare is over. It lasted all 15 minutes. Now we can be hysterical over the cutting of the United States Agency for International Development, which 5 minutes ago, nobody knew what the hell they did. Nobody knew what the hell they even did. That's the reality. Honestly, if you could go back in time, if you had a DeLorean, and you could go back to Friday, and ask people, hey, what does the United States Agency for International Development do? They'd be like, develop things? And if you said to them, what does USAID do? They go, give aid? All right, now on Monday, it's the greatest threat to humanity. Well, yesterday was the greatest threat to humanity was not having guacamole at your Super Bowl party. Today, the greatest threat to the world is cutting funding for USAID, which 5 minutes ago, nobody knew what the hell it did, who it gave the money to, or what the purpose of this agency even was. This is the age of hysteria. This is what I mean. This is exactly what I'm talking about. In the age of hysteria, we flip out over stupid stuff. We do this all of the time. And the reason for it, of course, is we have to sit there and pretend, all of us, we have to sit there and pretend like this is another crisis. You know, many people on the conservative side of the aisle, my side of the aisle, I am the libertarian side of the aisle, too. I get it. Look, I get it. The thought of having to pay more for Corona is a terrifying prospect. But I told you on Friday it was never going to happen. Just like I'm telling you now that as more revelations come out about USAID, you will understand it is a front for the deep state, a front for the CIA, and a front for the United States of America to push its interests abroad across the world to control the world, essentially. Not like in the Bond villain way at the WEF, but let me give you an example. Let's say there's a country in Latin America. We think it's in the United States' strategic interest for us to have a presence there. So we write them a big check under the guise of fighting, I don't know, pick your whatever disease. One of those horrific diseases you hear about all the time on the radio. You know what I mean? You know the commercials you hear all the time. I don't know. I can't remember them off the top of my head. Not like malaria. That's like an old one. But I don't know. Dengue fever, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. It doesn't matter. And we go, we're going to give this country $100 million to fight dengue fever. And they go, wow, that's really nice of the United States of America. No, it's not. We're not actually giving them the money for that purpose. Some of it's going to go to that. But it's really a payoff to whoever the Latin American dictator is that we need to get infiltrated in, or because as Victoria Nuland did when she ran the State Department for the Obama administration, it's because we're going to topple that government. And now we need to have the infrastructure in place to be able to topple that government. So using the United States Agency for International Development, we're going to flood the zone with $100 million, maybe more, under the guise of fighting dengue fever, and we're going to take over the radio broadcast. We're going to educate the citizenry. We're going to infiltrate the churches. We're going to do all these things so that we can facilitate a coup. And nobody will know any better because the CIA's hands aren't on it. The United States of America's fingerprints aren't on it. It's like, oh, wow, what a coincidence, right? Right after we give them $100 million to fight dengue fever, the government's overthrown. I mean, what a wacky coincidence. Or just after we gave them $100 million to fight dengue fever, somehow the dictator, who everybody thought was going to be toppled, remains in power. And now he's our best friend because we helped his people fight dengue fever. You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. That's exactly how this works. The dictator keeps most of that money. Just like how Zelensky right now is turning around and going, where's all the money you guys sent us? Like, there's audio of Zelensky saying this. Like, all this money that we sent them, he's like, I don't know where it went. Where is it? It's in his pocket is where it is, okay? It's in his freaking pocket. And it's the same thing with USAID. It's not about aid to the people of these countries. Yeah, the dictator looks like a benevolent dictator. So he's like, I'm going to give the people 25% of this $100 million. And by the way, CIA, I need like $50 million more. All right, no problem. And the rest he keeps. And then we get to exert our influence there. But the other problem with that, though, is that if you're putting up the wrong people, then that's not in our best interest. As Tulsi Gabbard has pointed out to us before, when the United States of America is backing al-Qaeda in Syria, that's not in our best interest. When the guy in charge now of the country was cheering on after 9-11, was in the streets celebrating after America was attacked in 9-11, and that guy's now in charge of Syria because the Obama administration was propping up al-Qaeda in Syria. That's not good for us. So if we're propping up a dictator in Latin America, because we think it's in our best interest, but actually it's because that guy wants to help illegal immigrants get into our country, then that's not good for us. Or if we're propping up a dictator in Africa because he hates Israel and is going to help Palestine and the Palestinians or help Hamas or so, that doesn't help us. You see what I mean? So it's all about who's in doing the giving, who's behind writing the checks and whatever fugazi excuse they give for it. Now, to prove that point, President Trump was asked today in the Oval Office. Let me see if I, for, before we even get to that, though, do we have the picture of Chuck Schumer with the frozen burgers, Matt DeSantis? And you said what? This was from Father's Day. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is from Father's Day. He's placing a slice of cheese on a uncooked beef patty. That's not when you're obviously supposed to put cheese on a burger. But yeah, Kirk should have the photo. We can show it.
He's showing it.
He did delete it ultimately. He realized he screwed up.
You see that? Look at it. You see how rare that's a raw. I mean, that's even rarer than the bat burger that started COVID.
That has not touched flame.
Right. Now, there's no flame on the grill. The hot dogs all have the perfect sears on them, like he got them out of a bag called seared hot dogs. And I opened them up and threw them on the grill. I don't even think that thing's lit. You see how the knobs are turned? There's no flame. Look at the knobs. They're all facing down. Last time I checked, that's off. That's the off position. And the burgers, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How red are those burgers? Just so everybody understands, it's not just me thinking this. How red are those things?
It's completely raw. It has not touched flame.
Yeah, it's purely red. There's no flame whatsoever. And then there's a slice of cheese on what? And then he's standing there like Frankenstein, holding a spatula with one of these frozen raw burgers. And then his reading glasses are next to that on a cutting board. What the hell's that about?
That's disgusting.
And there's three burners. There's two big burners and then a middle burner. The middle burner, which is set to light, is in the up position. The two burners that would actually control the flames are in the off position, which means the grill is not on. It could be on, but it's not on. See what I mean? He could light it, but it's not on. That's Chuck Schumer. Now, can we go back to the great guacamole scare of 2025 that lasted all of 25 minutes and go back to him lamenting about the guac? And because I'm telling you right now, as you know, I'm a big fan of a perfectly rare bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. But hey, that caused COVID-19. Well, Chuck Schumer's cooking here on that grill way worse because it's not cooking. You see, that's the problem. Not the burger in Wuhan at the wet market was cooked medium rare, at least. That thing's just pure rare, right? DeSantis, it's not even Pittsburgh style. Like, Pittsburgh style has got a nice, you know, it's seared on the outside, rare in the middle. That's not even Pittsburgh style. That's just called out of a package on top of a grill. Pretend like I'm cooking it. And then put cheese on it. That's what I'm saying.
I would recommend no one ever eat a burger provided to them via Chuck Schumer. These are disgusting.
No, that's how dengue fever got started, as a matter of fact, right there. That's why we have to give $100 million to some country in Latin America, right? Because of that guy's burgers right there. All right, now let's go back all the way back to the time that America woke up and was terrified that we may not have guacamole at our Super Bowl party and may have to drink American beer on Super Bowl Sunday, our freaking national holiday. Can we play that video again for me, please?
Let's just take Super Bowl Sunday. Okay? It's going to affect beer. Okay? Most of it, Corona here, comes from Mexico. It's going to affect your guac, because what is guacamole made of? Avocados, both from Mexico.
Hey, you guys have, before I walk in, thanks for inviting us to the Super Bowl party. So excited to be here. Really looking forward to this. Go Birds. Before we come in, though, two quick questions. Do you have guac in Corona? No? No? Oh. Shoot. You know what? I forgot. The sitter called. I got to go. Kids are home. Sorry about that. Get in the car. Peel out. Nothing but dust in the background. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest. After watching him grill, the guac and beer might be the only things I consume at Chuck Schumer's house.
If it's in a sealed package, pre-made guacamole, pre-made guac, and all the Corona cans are sealed, and you can crack them open yourself, because I wouldn't trust anything that cat gives me. No way. That's amazing. Isn't that amazing? You know what you can't have? Corona and guac, because guac is made of avocado, and you are made of artificial intelligence, Chuck Schumer. And they forgot to set your programming to human. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me play for you. This is a clip of Trump talking about USAID. We have two of them. And he both basically says the same thing. But one of them is from today in the Oval Office, where he talks about how the lunatics were running it. Where is this? I know we got like 500 clips today, because the president spoke in the Oval Office before he came on the air. So this is one of those days where we have 750 clips, and it's okay. 42, right?
Yeah, 42.
All right, let's do that. This is cut 42 on USAID. Take a listen.
In some respects.
I love the concept of it. Yeah,
that's the program.
Sure. I love the concept, but they turned out to be radical left lunatics. And the concept of it is good, but it's all about the people.
So the lunatics who are running it, it's all about that. Ideally, it's a very important thing to have to be able to spread American hearts and minds, winning hearts and minds is literally what it's about. But if the people doing the winning of the hearts and minds hate America, or propping up dictators, or toppling down people that would be in America's best interest, for example, anything like that, you understand where the problem comes in, right? My buddy sent me a note. How tone deaf is Chuck Schumer? My buddy AJ. People hosting Super Bowl parties aren't too concerned about the price of avocados or Corona beer. They're probably serving Keystone Light instead. His Democrat Party causing record inflation for years because of Bidenomics and calling it transitory inflation. Trump pulls a novel power move, improving our position economically, and they all forget the S they were a part of for the last 4 years. Total fugazi. Well said. Now, another fugazi is King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, Phil Murphy, who allegedly now is hiding an illegal immigrant above his garage. Like he's Anne Frank or something, or Schindler. But we'll talk about that straight ahead. The governor admits to it and then challenges the feds to come get him. I know exactly where the illegal immigrant is hiding, by the way. I will reveal the location for you upon my return. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Busy, busy day for us today. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, three things. You know, I'm not even going to tell you the number because I can't count. As you know, I can't do math. But I just want to give you a couple updates on a couple things. Number one, Monday, I'm going to be on Perino on Politics. That's Dana Perino's podcast. As you know, I know her. It's just cheap. You know what it is? Even I'm disgusted with myself and my shameless self-promotion at this point. You know what I mean, guys? It really is. I'm like the guy bragging about knowing the prom queen and not dancing with her, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I know her. I sound like Buddy the Elf. Santa, I know him. It's pathetic is what it is, Justin, isn't it? A little bit. I mean, come on, be honest. It's a tad.
I don't think it's that pathetic.
Thank you. Thank you. So Dana Perino, did I mention I know her? She's texting me earlier. I'm going to be on her podcast on Monday. And then back on Jimmy's show at the end of the month. And then surgery on next Friday, Valentine's Day. Is that not the ultimate gift for my wife, by the way? Me getting foot surgery? Guys, hello, DeSantis, are you there?
Sorry, I'm setting up for our next guest.
I'm setting up the next guest.
You guys are actually working for a change? All right, fine. Go do your thing. Stay out of it.
Well, it is nice that you'll be out of the house. I'm sure she'll appreciate some alone time. But then again, she's going to have to take care of the kids while you're down and out.
Right, exactly. Hey, honey, happy Valentine's Day. This year, I didn't get you naturally new pajamas. I got you my foot. Covered in bandages.
That's not a good
But at least Johnny Cook doesn't have to hear the naturally new pajama ads this year. Look at it that way, right? It's called winning.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
All right, you two go do your thing. Get off the air. I don't even know why I went to you. Go do your thing, whatever it is you're doing. Do we have videos? Is Bill playing stuff for us, Matt, or what?
No, we're playing stuff for Bill. We have 51 cuts. How many more video clips do we need?
I don't know. Does he know what to play? How am I going to do this with him?
No, I figured you were going to queue up some cuts that you found particularly interesting.
Fine, I'll get Bill's reaction.
And you guys would riff, kind of like you did last week. Everyone really enjoyed it.
All right, that's what we'll do at 4 o'clock. Fine, very good. All right, go set up your little show. Go set up your little radio show.
By the way, you have like 2 minutes left in this segment.
That's it?
Well, I forgot to text you. I've been busy back here. Oh. But yeah, you got to like 55.
Oh, all right. That's it. All right. So I should kind of wrap. All right. Fine. I know the prom queen. That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. No, you know what it is? I'll tell you, this is the thing about USAID. As Caroline Leavitt, I don't know if I mentioned this. I know her too. Did I mention that? I have her cell phone number. It's pathetic. It really is. Even I'm disgusted with myself at this moment. I'm ashamed. She sent out the following. She said $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplace. This is just some of the things USAID has spent money on. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, she writes, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap. There you go. That's just some of what USAID has been doing. But the truth is, it really exists to do the bidding of the deep state. It really does exist to do the bidding of the CIA. It is a CIA front. It is. It's not a. Listen, if your first reaction is to think conspiracy theory, then you have not been paying attention to what's been happening in this country for the last 8 years. You know what I mean? That is what the United States Agency for International Development is all about. It's about winning hearts and minds for the purposes of advancing America's interests, whatever those interests may be. It's not because we're nice, not supposed to be. It's not because we really care about dengue fever. It's not supposed to be. It's about spreading America's interests around the world. Now, you can debate the merits of that all you want. The point is that if the people spreading America's interests in the world don't have America's best interests at heart, you understand where the problem comes in. Among other things. All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Coming up, we're going to take a look at some of the craziest stuff that was said over the weekend as we break down with our friends over at Newsbusters the left's histrionics. It was a bad week, bad weekend for them. The great guacamole scare of 2025, a lot of gnashing of teeth, more gnashing of teeth to come over the cuts to USAID. It's a whole lot of stuff going on. We're going to break it all down for you. It's me, Rich, with you on X at Rich Zeoli. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.